Let's switch our focus now to Texas, as I promised you. Muslims there are also celebrating Ramadan. And yes, there are lots of Muslims in the Lone Star State. The World's Matthew Bell was recently in the Houston suburb of Sugar Land, where he met the owners of a new food truck that's serving up something new for iftar. They're billing it as authentic halal Texas barbecue.
I'm Robert West, co-owner of Chopped and Smoked Barbecue.
I'm Jason Bones, the other co-owner.
Where'd the idea come from?
Actually, Robert, right here, and it was a brilliant idea, I gotta say, and we jumped right on it.
Well, after I converted in 2009, a lot more of my friends are, you know, Muslim now, and my wife's grown up here, she's Muslim, and all her friends are here, you know, and they've spent their entire lives in one zip code, this Sugar Land. So over the years, talking to my friends, they're very strict halal eaters, the same as kosher for the Jewish faith. So they didn't have barbecue options out there. There's places that serve halal meat, but the thing you run into there is they're still serving pork. They might be smoking pork on this side of the smoker and beef, halal beef on this side. So just talking to our friends, I would get just upset that they couldn't have barbecue. I'm like, you cannot live in Texas your entire lives and not had barbecue. It's an atrocity. Like, this has to change. I can't believe nobody's ever thought of this or done this. And somebody's got to do something. And then finally Jason's like, you know, shut up. Let's actually do it. Or just shut up about it because we're tired of listening to you. Always like, this is such a good idea. Let's do it. Yeah, I mean, we kind of trying to break stereotypes. I mean, Jason's Catholic and I'm Muslim. You know, I'm a white guy. He's an Indian guy. So automatically when people come up to the window, they think it's inversed. They always want to say assalamu alaikum to Jason. And he's just like, hi. And I reply over the side. They're like, oh, it's the white guy in the corner. So we get a lot of times where people don't believe us. They're like, are you sure? Is it really halal? Is that guy really a Muslim? We're like, yes, 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 it really is. The halal process, some people are more strict about it, but it's more organic fed. They stay away from using animal proteins in the feed and things like that because you're restricted from eating animals that eat other animals. But so the animal's been raised in an appropriate manner. It's been fed well, cleaned well. And then what happens is instead of, you know, here we just drive a pin into the brain or whatever, and then the cow's hung up and slaughtered. This, they say a small prayer beforehand. The animal has to be sliced in one cut across the main arteries.
All the impurities in the blood come out when you slaughter it like that. When you hit it with like a cattle prod or something, that blood remains in there before you get to it and you process it. So all that stuff, impurities stay in the animal's body.
Same reason you field dress a deer when you're out hunting. You don't shoot it and then drag it back. You usually field dress it right there, get a lot of that blood out beforehand because it'll spoil the meat. Our brisket's real flat, it looks like. And what the only thing we do to the fat cap is we just trim the top so that it cooks evenly across the top. And then a lot more of our brisket's lean and just still moist and juicy without being overly fatty or anything like that.
What do you put on the meat?
We use a dry rub, salt, pepper, garlic, onion powder, a little cumin, sugar, a couple other little spices. A lot of places don't use the cumin. And Tex-Mex in Houston, Tex-Mex is king of food. Like, you can't go half a block without seeing a Tex-Mex place. So that cumin's used in all that stuff, too, or comino. We kind of use a little mixture of the two because cumin is a little earthier, and the comino, the Mexican version of cumin, has a little sweeter taste to it. And it's just us right now. We're looking to expand. We're trying to find new employees right now, but it's hard to find somebody that wants to watch a fire at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Or work on a flaming hot barbecue trailer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the Texas heat. And we're just getting started with the heat. Like, you know, it's 96 today. When August rolls around and the humidity creeps back up in, it's going to be lovely on here.
You know it is. Robert West and Jason Bones are the owners of Chopped and Smoked. That's a halal barbecue joint in Sugar Land, Texas. They spoke with the World's Matthew Bell.